The two kinds of ice seals that were declared threatened under the Endangered Species Act are so far doing well with less sea ice.
We're seeing fat seals that are reproducing at a younger age than they have in the past, which says that they are getting enough nutrition at this point to grow quickly and become reproductive at an earlier age.
That's Laurie Quakenbush, wildlife biologist with the Alaska Department of Fish and Game's Arctic Marine Mammal Program. She says so far, the evidence indicates ice seals are getting plenty of food.
We're looking at stomachs, and we're seeing pretty similar diets now than what they've done in the past. So we're not seeing those big changes either. So they're still eating Arctic cod. They're still eating saffron cod.
First, the polar bears, then ringed and bearded seals were listed as threatened, even though they were not showing any population declines at the time. Bearded and ringed seals were listed because the Arctic was warming so fast that their ability to use sea ice to raise young would disappear by 2100, setting the stage for being endangered. Quakenbush is among the biologists watching for warning signs to show up in the seals. Already along the North Coast slope, ice is forming a month later in the fall and disappearing earlier in the spring. Both ice seals in threatened status raise their young on the ice. But ringed seals have a unique behavior. They build snow caves on top of the ice to keep their pups warm and protect them from polar bears. It was thought that without thick ice for snow caves, ringed seal numbers would plummet. But now Quakenbush is not so sure. She points to populations that are now making do without snow caves in Russia's Sea of Okhotsk.
It's far enough south that the ringed seals don't build layers. They pup on top of the ice, so they don't have to have the snow caves to produce pups. There's no polar bears there, so there may be some reasons why they are successful in doing that. We're starting to see ringed seals haul out on land. We know how they behave when there's lots of ice, and we're just beginning to see, you know, what they're capable of without that. And I think they might be more flexible in those behaviors than we've given them credit for.
Quakenbush says her data for the ice seals has only been analyzed to 2016. That was before the spike in warm water 2 winters ago, which seems to have made more major changes in the region, according to data presented at the Alaska Marine Science Symposium.
So we might see something upcoming here soon in the data that we have that might make us change our mind about how they're responding. But right now, up through 2016, we're not seeing any major alarm bells.
Ice seals are not the only marine mammals adjusting to changes in the ice. Pacific walruses are doing so as well. They, too, used to raise their calves on sea ice, but recently started coming to Alaska's shores to haul out in record numbers. New haulouts include Point Lay on the Chukchi Coast, which didn't have many walruses before in historic record. Now there are thousands there most summers, and initial predictions were that would be bad news for those animals. At first, it was not pretty. Walruses spook easily and stampede over everything in their path to get to the safety of the sea. They plow right over small calves, and the first few years there were lots of dead calves on the beach.
And we were worried about that going into the future. And after a few years, there were less calves that got trampled. So either females with young calves figured out where in the herd to haul out or not to. We don't know, but there were fewer calves after the first couple years of that.
The prediction was that hunters would also have more access to walruses. But apparently, nearshore ice and stormy seas are bigger problems for humans than walruses. And harvest has declined.
So two predictions that we made about what could be bad for walruses within just a couple of years turned around and were sort of the opposite.
Quakenbush has been watching marine mammals throughout her long career, and she's given up predicting the future for these animals, saying that biologists know what the animals do with ice because they've studied that, but we don't know what they do without it.
It's an absolutely fascinating time to be a Arctic marine mammal biologists. Things have changed so much since I started, and it was changing, you know, as we've heard at this conference, every year. So, right, and it makes you think all over again about what might be going on, and it wasn't even in the list of possibilities last year.
Laurie Quakenbush has an almost childlike sense of wonder as she talks about and puzzles over the capacity of these Arctic marine mammals to adjust to rapid changes in their ocean. I'm Johanna Urich.